Greetings, everyone. This is I'm Right.
I'm Right.
And I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I'm Anthony Cordova.
And you seem energetic.
I feel great. I'm just happy to be doing the podcast. But you, Jill, you seem to be dragging. You need to get your energy level up.
Agreed.
That's it. Agreed.
That's all I have to say.
Just agreed.
I agree with you on this.
Did you have any coffee today? Maybe
no.
We need to stop. Let's pause the podcast right now.
I hardly ever drink coffee because, you know, I'm a tea drinker.
Yeah, I know. But I think you need some today. Let's pause this podcast and get you a cup of coffee. Then try again.
And see if listeners can tell the difference. Pre-coffee.
Yeah.
Post-coffee.
Yeah. Well, we should get to our episode, but we also need to remind the listeners to please call into our voicemail box.
Yes, we love hearing from you. And that number again is 404-594-2247.
Okay. Wonderful. Okay. So what are we doing today?
Well, this week we are talking about Dreamer versus Realist. It's part of a segment that we call
Stand by Your Stance.
So which one are you, sweetheart?
I'm a realist. I've been a realist.
You didn't even hesitate on that.
I've been a realist my whole life. Kind of. You're trying to bring me over to, you've been trying to bring me over to the dreamer side, and I do dream more than I used to, but I'm still a realist. I haven't thrown
explain
away
why. The, explain why you consider yourself a realist.
Well, I consider myself a realist on certain things. Like, I know in order for us to get to a certain point in our lives, we need to make a certain amount of money. So I keep that
well,
in,
that's logical, yes.
In mind all the time. So when we plan things and everything else, I'm writing stuff down on a paper, calculating how much it is and how we can do this with the best way for us to do this realistically, you see.
What is it they say about the best laid plans?
I don't know.
They often get blown up.
Yeah, but then you have plan B, C, D, E, F, G.
Well, so, as a former producer, I get that because producers always have plans right up to Z, you know? Backup plans.
Yeah. Now, even
so by that definition, I'm a realist too.
No,
I always have backup plans.
But you never figure the numbers or anything, how it's actually going to happen and whether it's really feasible. You just get a plan and this is what I'm going to do, la-di-da, and that's that. But you don't.
But I follow through with the plan. So what's the difference of how we got there?
Well, sometimes the plans don't come to fruition.
Just like plans don't come to fruition.
Yeah, but I'm
you can plan
real,
all you
I'm,
want to.
I'm but... real about things. I'm real, if you know what I mean. I'm real. See, there's certain things I know.
What do you know?
I know I will never be an astronaut. I know this. It doesn't matter how much I want to be. But, I might have had dreams about being an astronaut, but I know.
Is your definition of astronaut someone that just goes into space?
No, someone that actually goes through all the training and everything else. You know, they're pilots first and all that.
But you might end up in space one day.
That might be possible. But again, that's a dream. It might be possible, but chances are it's not going to happen. I'm okay with that.
Okay. Well, by that definition, I'm a realist too. I know that I will never be a surgeon.
You, you are not a realist.
That is realistic.
You are not a realist.
How?
You are not
by
a realist.
By your definition, I am.
You,
I know my
dear,
limitations.
You, my dear.
And I
dear,
know my wishes and my desires.
Whenever we, I meaning you, Whenever we...
we means we, I?
Yes, that's you. We is you when it comes to dreaming. So whenever you...
You're not making any sense.
Yes, I am. Whenever...
get the pronoun right.
Meaning you. We meaning you.
No.
We meaning you.
We is not the same as you.
Get an idea. You'll say, like, for instance, Jill, what is, we have a ongoing list of things we want to do or places we want to go on
vacation.
Doesn't
everyone? Everyone has a list of things they'd like to do.
No, everyone does not have a list of things they'd like to do.
They may put it on paper, but they have a list in their head.
However, yours will be things like, I was watching, what's that show, Hawaii Life.
I love that show.
It's Hawaii Life.
Yes.
So...
I don't even know if they have new episodes, but I'm catching up.
Listeners, Jill.
I love Hawaii Life.
Jill will say to me, well, Tony, I figured out that we're going to need $900,000 to $1.5 million.
Yes, I'm speaking your language. You talk about how much money do we need to do this.
For the house.
I'm speaking your language.
For the house I want us to get in Hawaii. So that's a dream. It's a dreamer.
But I've given you real
numbers.
I've given you real numbers.
Yeah, because you know that's the way my mind
works.
That's
the way you think. So I'm speaking your language.
That's right. So you know.
I speak many languages.
You know,
I'm not
the real dreamer of this. You know, ideas we get, your dreams, you know, that's how we do it. So
no.
I know that
somehow I need to
figure out a way for us to make that kind of money, to make this dream come true. But
I'm thinking of ways to make that dream come true as well. I don't just put it on you.
Yeah, you think of ways, but I'm still, you know, the number cruncher guy.
So I gave you the number. I'm the dream killer.
I'm the dream killer because I will say to you, Jill, we're not going to pull this off. This one isn't going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Every now and then you will say that. And you'll tell me why.
But
that just makes me think of another plan.
You'll have another comeback for me.
Yes, I will. Because I have backup plans like we discussed. It's like, he'll probably say this. You know, because this happened. So
but you know how I think.
How can I go to the next plan?
Yeah, you know how I think because
but I think
the
it
realist.
Turns a backup plan.
You know, it's just like you'll tell me, oh, Tony, you're going to be a famous author because of your novel. And as the listeners know, I haven't worked on my novel in a long time. So I know, but not only for that reason, I know for many reasons why I probably won't be a bestseller even when I finish the novel, because I'm a realist. My writing ability is okay. But my writing ability isn't great, like fantastic. It's not at that level. I understand that. If I write the novel,
there are many bestsellers whose books are not written.
But this is where I'm a realist also, because a lot of commercial writers make more money than literary.
That's
right.
Ones.
But it's a lot of them have something I don't have,
which might
be notoriety. Might be their education. It might be they're a scholar. So, you know, people look and listen to when they write something. Where me, on the other hand, I'm just, you know, just a guy, just a nobody. See, I don't have that behind me. So again, you are the dreamer.
Well, when I say I don't think either one of us in terms of our writing are writing for fame. That is not our motivation. I write because it's my best gift that I've been given.
Mm-hmm.
So I write because I have to. It's like I can't imagine being in a world where I can't write. So I have to write. That's what I've been given to do.
Okay.
So writing for me, I don't require fame. I just want to be able to share my work with others, you know? So like get a book deal or something, right?
Yes.
So how is that dreaming?
I didn't say you were dreaming about that. You could actually do it. See, that's real. That's something real to me. You can be a famous writer.
But it doesn't matter
whether you're trying to. That will be the end result of your work. Now, see, but let's stay on that vein. Let's stay on things that we like to do.
Yes.
Okay.
You like
So as a listener, I'm going somewhere else. I'm going with music on this one. Okay.
Okay.
So as many of the listeners know that I took up playing the drums. Okay.
Boy, yes, they know.
Okay.
They know.
I enjoy it just like you enjoy writing. Correct?
Yes.
Okay. So I really enjoy
it. I don't know if you enjoy it as much as I like to write.
But you'll say to me one day, oh, I can see you on stage playing with such and such. I don't know. So you have these dreams. You'll say, oh, I see it. We're going to create this family band.
I can't see that.
And people are going to come from far and wide to see us. You see? Now
I do see that. That is real to me because
so
we have family members who have been on a stage with artists that everyone mm-hmm. knows, with household names. And so if we get with him, and we have many talented people in our family. We have actors, we have singers, we have people who have many talents. So I believe that if we all come together, at least one of us has the notoriety. It doesn't matter if we don't have the notoriety.
They're going to come and see all of us
because they're like, wow, they have that talent too.
Jill, I never said dreams can't come true. I said that you are the dreamer of the family.
So how is that a dream when we're all actually doing those things? The other people that are going to be a part of this performance, they don't know that they're going to be a part of it yet. We have to tell them. But I'm waiting for the right moment where it's real.
Yeah.
Where the right
moment.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. That is a dream.
That is not.
That is a dream.
How is it? Define the difference between a dream and, oh, I know the difference for you. You often say to me, I'm thinking about right now.
Yes, I go with.
So
I go
for
with,
you, if it's not real at this moment,
I go,
it's a dream.
I go with as things are now. Now, if we have been playing as a band, you know, just for our own enjoyment with our relatives.
All you have to do is start.
But we haven't started.
But if we did.
But we haven't started.
If we did.
So then.
All you have to do is
start.
Someone comes up with the idea and then everybody does it.
But you have the dream. The dream.
Maybe I'm just the idea person.
You created the dream.
I'm the idea person.
The dream.
I'm the idea person.
Oh, I'm an idea person, too. I never said I'm not an idea person.
I also execute. But I follow through with it.
But you are the dream. Hey, it's not a bad thing to be a dreamer.
You're sounding like it is. But
no, I'm saying you're the dreamer.
You started this conversation by saying Jill is trying to get me to go to the... You didn't say dark side, because you know the dream side is the sunny side.
That's right.
That is the sunny
side, right? That's right.
But you implied that I'm trying to influence you to come over to my side.
Yes.
And so that's a bad thing. And that, you know, I would have to take you kicking and screaming.
Okay. Here's another thing. As far as being a dreamer, you have told me on occasion, Tony, Just quit your job. Just quit your job and everything will be okay.
Because I also have faith. I'm a very faithful person.
So everything will be okay. And I have quit my career before.
Yes. Yes.
And just like that.
And everything was okay.
But
until it wasn't.
But I had a plan. That was the difference. I had a plan financially on how I could do that. So that was okay. Okay.
Well, the reason I told you to quit your job is, you know, I was concerned about you. Things were happening that, you know, maybe if you didn't have the job, that would be better.
Maybe. But I went with the realist side of me and said, nope, can't do that right now.
Well, I understand.
As your mom would say, I don't want us to have to live under a bridge.
She does say that. And so far, we've managed to not live under a bridge.
And listeners, something else she says. She says, living high on the hog, high on the hog.
She does say that.
So I'd rather live high on the hog.
Which one of us does she say that to? And about you?
You.
She says it about you.
You.
No, she says that about you.
You.
Don't let me go get my mother and have her say.
She says it about you. Yo, Jill lives high on the hog.
No, she says it about you.
Jill lives high on the hog.
She says it about you.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what does that tell you? That maybe you are the dreamer.
No, that's got nothing to do with
dreaming. You're the dreamer that happens to do well with numbers. Your dreamer slash
I'm not saying I don't have dreams. I'm saying that in our household, you are like the main dreamer. You're the one that comes up with all of these. And actually, I'm glad you are the dreamer. Because you keep me from falling back into my area of just being analytic all the time.
Sweetheart, so which one of us decided to have this podcast?
That was me.
Was that not being a dreamer?
That was that was just me realizing that, you know, a podcast can be like a, you know, little radio show. So,
I was a radio kid,
grew up on that stuff.
But so, anytime we do an episode, do you not want the numbers to be good?
Oh, absolutely. I would love our podcast.
And when we started, before we started the podcast, once you finally got me to agree to it and we started it.
Yes.
What was your vision?
What was my vision?
Yeah, I think you had a dream about what this podcast could be.
No, absolutely not.
Yes, you did.
I had no idea where it would go.
But you had an idea of what you would like, where you
that's
would
an,
like it
that's
to
an,
go.
That's an idea.
That's a dream.
That's an idea.
That's a dream.
No, that's an idea.
By and your definition, I'm still the idea person. I come up with ideas, yes. But I also think when I come up with the idea and decide to do it, then I have something in mind that I would like that to be. Now, often, well, actually, mm-hmm. I would say 100% of the time, things don't go entirely as planned, but sometimes it's better than what I had in my head when I first came up for that, came up with that idea. So, by that definition, you are a dreamer. You always have been. Since I've known you.
I disagree.
Since I've known you, you are a dreamer.
I disagree because the difference between what you call a dreamer, me being a dreamer, I can say, oh, I want to open a business doing such and such. Or I'm going to, that's probably what I usually say. I'm going to open a business doing such and such.
Yes. And you have, and then, you then, have then, the business knowledge to then, know whether that's going to be feasible or not.
And then I do it. And then I figure out, I don't like this business.
Yeah. That does happen.
But I.
Or I point out to you that you don't like this business.
That I don't like the business. So, but anyway, this is getting back to a realist standpoint. I realized that I am getting older. And most of my businesses have been in the service industry. Okay. And it usually required me to be physical some kind of way throughout the business. Even if I had people working for me, the job was it's hands-on job. Okay. Not just sitting at a desk all the time. So I realize I'm getting older and I might not be able to do these physical type jobs anymore. So I decided I needed to create something I can do that I love, because that's the other thing. The only stuff I want to do now is something I really enjoy or love, you know, to make money. That's my dream. But again, I was being a realist because I knew I had to move from service industry to entertainment. You see? So this is me creating a future for me and us. But I'm thinking realistically, I can do this. We can do this. So how about that?
Okay. So you're a dreamer and a realist. Is that what you're saying?
I didn't say it. I never said. You keep missing it. I have said that. Yes, but you're in our family. You're like mostly the dreamer, and I'm mostly the realist.
But
everybody dreams.
Think of the most innovative person you are aware of.
Most innovative person? That would be you.
No, that you're aware of. Not that you actually know. That you're aware of.
That I'm aware of?
Yes. You know what they've come up with. You know what they've changed about a certain industry. You know how they've pushed the conversation about that further.
Okay.
So think of that person. Do you think they're a dreamer or a realist?
I don't know.
I bet you anything that they were a dreamer. Because you have to think, if you're going to be a pioneer of something,
it's great.
You have to dream about it and then just do it. Your path is not straight. It's going to take you all over the place.
It is wonderful to be a dreamer. I'm not saying you're missing the whole point. Listeners, please tell Jill she's missing the point.
What's your point?
I'm not saying it's a bad thing to be a dreamer. I am not saying that I don't have dreams. I'm saying that in our household, in our relationship, you are mostly the dreamer. I am mostly the realist. Yes, I do have dreams, but you come up with the dream stuff. You do.
I have more to say on that later, but let's get to our second segment that we call
Give It a Rest and a Resolution.
Well, I'm going to go first on my conclusion.
I'm glad.
My conclusion, based on what you just said, you're mostly in our household, you're more of a realist than I am.
Yes.
I believe that maybe it's because as couples get old, you know, grow together, get older themselves, you know, the longer you stay with somebody, mm-hmm. the more you kind of pick up each other's traits.
Okay.
So I think you have been dreaming more lately, and I have been the realistic one lately. So I think I've become more of a realist and you've become more of a dreamer. I do agree with you that you're still the biggest realist and I'm still the biggest dreamer, but you're becoming more of a dreamer and I'm becoming more of a realist. That's my conclusion.
My conclusion is that was a bunch of hooey. Okay.
It was not.
Okay.
Don't dismiss my thoughts,
things,
my conclusions.
Stand as they are. I'm the realist.
You're not changing?
No. No. I've changed already. You put
I didn't put a spell on you.
You put a spell on me.
My point is that we're both changing, but we're both becoming what the other one is.
Well, Well, I will agree with you on some of that. So not all of it, but some of it. Yeah. So
it's not a bunch of hooey.
It's not a complete bunch of hooey, but that's why I only agree with some of it. But that's all I got to say about that.
Well, let's get to our third segment that we call.
I'm trying to help you.
Do you have any advice for our listeners where one might be a dreamer, one might be a realist?
Absolutely. Absolutely have some advice, which is if you consider yourself a realist, you should dream a little more and vice versa. So if you consider yourself to be a dreamer, if you consider yourself to be a dreamer, I think you need to embrace your analytical side a little bit more. And so you can get an even balance.
Well, my advice is whichever way you fall, whether you are a realist, whether you are a dreamer, it doesn't matter. Just be able to communicate with each other what those are and kind of, you know, to me, relationships are all about communication, listening, and compromise.
Cool. That sounds good. So, what's next?
Well, let's get to our last segment where we want to know what our listeners think. It's part of a segment that we call.
So, what do you think? What do you think?
Because I'm right. So, we got a call from the person that we call Superhero.
Superhero.
And it was in reference to a previous episode that we did about bathrooms. So let's hear that call.
Let's listen.
Hi, this is the person otherwise known as with the initials SH, sometimes referred to as Superhero. I wanted to comment on episode 31. My first point is that Jill Cox Cordova is 100% right. There is no world that exists that two people, husband and wife, should ever share a bathroom.
That's ridiculous.
Number two, her second point is that
she's already said I'm right.
You need space. Number three, Tony did take this to a toilet level.
I told you.
Toilet level of this conversation. Jill Cox Cordova is 100% right, whereby no one needs to be that close in terms of sharing a bathroom, let alone a toilet and holding hands while someone is choosing to do their business. And I can't even believe those words came out of my mouth as if I have to defend this or Jill Cox Cordova's position. Jill Cox Cordova is 1,000% right. You
me. Well, she said I'm 1,000% correct. 1,000%.
Well, you know what I have to say about this.
Just give it up.
You know what? I love Superhero. However, in this case, she doesn't know what she's talking about.
She has no idea what she's talking about.
And talking about. And to say that a husband and wife should never share a bathroom, that is absolutely ridiculous.
I'm with you, Superhero.
Absolutely ridiculous.
I am with you. 1,000%.
Please.
So thank you, Superhero, for calling in on that.
Please, listeners, chime in at area code 404-594-2247. And please let our caller know that she's absolutely ridiculous.
No, let Tony know. He's absolutely
It's absolutely ridiculous. A man and a woman should never share a bathroom.
We gotta go.
Wow.
Gotta go. Gotta go.
So you're going to close us out?
Yes. You've been listening to I'm Right.
I'm always right.
Clearly, he's not. I'm Jill Cox Cordova.
I'm Anthony Cordova.
Shout out to Gifford Ivan Cordova III for the music, Nick Zinke for the art, Thank you, everyone. Thank you, superhero. 1000% correct. Unite. Bye, everybody.
Bye.